Yeah, they weren't too favourable now at all. Even Letterkenny this morning, I suppose about 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, they head out towards Garton. Competitors would have been thinking they were in for some decent weather. But once we got out to the lake then, and before the race started about 10 o'clock, the clouds started to come over the hills and the mist and the rain landed in. So it was there for the duration of the race. So they had a pretty... Not a tough day now, but you know it was very misty and wet, you know, and conditions on the lake itself were quite choppy. So a lot of the competitors found it quite choppy and quite rough, which isn't normally the case out of Ringgarten. You know, it's normally quite calm. So It was a new experience for some of them, you know.
Now, essentially two races, the Olympic race, which involved, 1,500 metre swim, then onto the bike for 40 kilometres, cycling, and finishing up with a 10K run. So who came out on top?
So in the Olympic race, Ray Byrne from Sligo came home in a time of 2 hours and 13 minutes. He was followed by Fergus Callaghan from 24/7 in 2:16, and he was followed closely by Nicholas Fowle from 24/7 as well in 2:17. So then three boys had a good battle kind of throughout the race. You know, they came out of the water. Ray was out of the water first, followed closely by Nick, and then Fergus made up some time on the run as well. Fergus came off the bike in fifth, I think, and he ran himself into second. So he had a very, very strong run, you know. So he should be happy right there.
Yeah. And good numbers taking part?
Yeah, very good numbers, you know, in consideration of the amount of races that are on around the country. The triathlon calendar is pretty packed now, you know. So there was just over 100 in the sprint race, and there were 60 in the Olympic race. So that's a good day out for the club, you know, in terms of competitors. And there was competitors there from Lisburn, Oma, Limavady, Cavan, Sligo, Dublin. I think there was somebody there from Waterford, you know. So it's a good spread. It's not just people in the northwest. It's a good spread throughout the country.
And the sprint race, I suppose, for some of the people, was it their first involving such so much, a 750 metre swim, 20 kilometre cycle, and then a 5K to finish?
Yeah, yes. Some of the sprint athletes would have come up from the tries around the locality there around April and May time. You know, we had a try in Letterkenny in April, and I know Derry ran a try back in March, I think, as well, you know. So a majority of them competitors would have made the step up to sprint. So that was a new distance for them, you know, and a new experience for them. So hopefully they all quite enjoyed it by the weather and the choppy lake. In the Olympic race then, in the women's section, Emma McGee from 24/7 came home first in the time of 2:35. She was followed by Lucy McDermott from Oma Tri Club in 2:53. And she was closely followed by Bruno O'Gara from 24/7 in the time of 2:54. In terms of the sprint race results, the men's race was won by Gavin Corey, who is from Oma Triathlon Club, in a time of 1:03. In second place was Sean McLaughlin from North West and Derry, in a time of 1:05.25. And then closely followed by James Keenahan from Cavan in 1:05.37. So only a matter of 12 seconds separating second and third in the sprint race there for the men. In the women's race, Alison Rankin from Triangle Club in Limavady came home in a time of 1:16.18, and she was very closely followed by Kerry McGrillan from Queen's University in Belfast in a time of 1:16.25. So again, a very, very tight race, and she was closely followed by Kira Lahiri from Oma in a time of 1:16.51. So in the women's race, it was a tight race. You know, there's only about 40 seconds separating the first three women there. So it was a fun and exciting race for everybody taking part.